I don't understand how any parent could do this. I can understand if this was maybe your significant other, like if a woman did this with her boyfriend or fiance or husband. But even then, to me, that is quite the stretch. Hey, it's the Joe and Alex Show. 833-JOE-ALEX is the number to call in for this weird thing. 833-563-2539. The socials, Twitter and Instagram, at Joe and Alex Show, and Facebook. We use our station one to search for Radio Now. This guy, he was a cadet, and he unfortunately died. He went skiing. He got into an accident, and they put him into kind of a coma, and he ended up having his oxygen cut off, and he became brain dead. So he passed away 4 days after that, but he was a really amazing guy. But he happened to also be the last of his family, I guess, as male. Like, so if he didn't have kids, which, you know, he's dead now, not going to have a wife or anything. He wanted to have five kids one day, so the name is going to kind of be dead now after the parents pass away. Now, here's what happened, though. The family, the day that he actually died, went off life support. They petitioned a judge and somehow got them to, and I don't know the process, please don't ask me. They asked him, hey, can you help us out here? Can we harvest our son's sperm?
Ooh.
Yeah, so they want to keep it because
that's
they...
That's creepy.
It's, okay, it is a little creepy, isn't it?
It's a little sci-fi-y. Yeah.
Now, how are they going to get it? I don't know, but they were able to do it, and it's in storage right now.
Oh, gosh.
In, like, some little baby bank. And the parents are like, well, we're going to try to find a surrogate mom and have the kid. And
interesting. So he was not married or anything.
He was not married. He talked about one day he wanted to have a giant family of five kids. You know, like he definitely said he wanted to have kids one day. Point is, coulda, woulda, shoulda. That's just, it sucks. It's sad. I know I sound like heartless, but that plan did not happen. He's not with a girlfriend, a fiance, a wife. So I think it's kind of weird and freaky and strange and wrong, 833-JOE-ALEX, that his parents now harvest it and that they are going to try to find a surrogate and continue on that without a mom or a dad. It'll be just the grandparents raising that. And I know there's plenty of grandparents that have raised kids when good parents are, when bad parents are out of the picture. Is that not weird?
Is it selfish almost create a kid who has no parents?
I think it is.
How funny would it be if that kid was a girl? So she would lose the family name anyways.
Yeah, that's true. That's
true.
A really good point.
But maybe with technology now, you could try to make it so that it's a boy, but you're right. Like, okay, well, that didn't work out.
I just have so many questions. Number one, I did not know. I mean, like, a guy's, you know, stuff.
Quit thinking about it. Yes.
No, but I don't understand. Like, I would think once you die, like, I know your fingernails grow.
They
did
it the day of Alex. He was in the hospital for 4 days after the accident. He died that day. And within a certain amount of time, just like they can harvest your organs to donate to somebody, they were able to somehow, I don't know, turkey based or whatever, they got it.
I mean, I don't know. I feel like I definitely talk all the time how I really want to be a mom. Like, that's my number one goal in life. Like, if I had to choose between my career and being a mother, it would always be being a mother without any hesitation. And I think that I would be okay with this. Like, if it was possible for my parents or something to take my eggs or whatever.
And get, like, a sperm donated?
Create a little Alex. Yeah, I think I would be okay with that because that was something that was, like, a life goal of mine.
But you're not being a mom. You might technically, like, provided the baby.
But then also, is it terrible for my own kid, then, that they have to grow up without me? It's like, that's a very interesting question. 833-JOE-ALEX.
Whitney, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. Thank you so much for calling in this morning. And you're saying that this is a good idea, bad idea. What do you think?
So I get the sentiment to a certain extent. I was just thinking, oh my God, I'm so thankful she isn't, like, the family, the mother isn't saving his sperm so that she can have his baby.
Oh yeah, like, so she could carry the baby. No, some people, like, family members are surrogates sometimes.
Ew.
And carry. Wouldn't that be weird if you were the mom and the grandma? Or however that works. I'm confused now, Whitney. You just made me sick to my stomach.
Me too. I made myself sick.
Oh my gosh, that's just insane this morning.
You know, I knew that rigor mortis made your body stiff, but I didn't know it made that stiff.